This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. President Trump's administration wants to ban travel from seven Muslim-majority nations. The courts have pushed back, and so are some colleges. Tri-State's Public Radio's Casey Mendoza begins our report.
19-year-old Syrian student Farid Freha arrived at Knox College last month. He came to Western Illinois to study psychology and quickly familiarized himself with the community.
I found the Knox community and, like, almost every person I've encountered to be, like, really nice and wouldn't make me feel like I'm a stranger or anything, like, at all.
Freha is the second in his family to come to the United States for school. Jad Freha, Farid's older brother, graduated from Monmouth College last year. The Freha brothers left their parents behind in Syria. Though they call home every day, they are not sure they will be able to visit them in the near future. That's because Trump's executive order, if it's allowed to stand, would severely limit international students' ability to travel. Knox College says it will support its international students. Brenda Tooley is the school's director of the Stelia Center for Global Studies. She says it's not easy for students to leave their home to study abroad.
They're courageous. Their parents are. Their families are. I mean, in most cases, they've traveled half a world to come to tiny liberal arts colleges.
Tooley says Freha is currently the only Syrian student at Knox, but the college hopes to enroll one more student from the country this spring. I'm Casey Mendoza, Tri-State's Public Radio News.
And I'm Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer. Other colleges, including Western Illinois University, have also issued statements in support of international students. President Jack Thomas says at Western, scholarly activities are not bound by national borders. There are nearly 500 international students enrolled at Western Illinois University. The majority are studying at the graduate level. 15 of them are from the seven majority Muslim countries targeted by Trump's executive order. Jeff Hanks is the interim director for Western Center for International Studies. He says international student applications and enrollment have been on the rise in recent years. He says he's worried that a travel ban sends the wrong message.
We're just concerned that international students are going to get the message that the United States doesn't want you. So we've already heard anecdotally that recruiting is picking up considerably from the other English-speaking countries, Canada, New Zealand, Australia in particular, who are much more, at least, openly welcoming as a government for these international students.
Hank says he does not believe Trump wrote the executive order with international students in mind. A federal appeals court blocked President Trump's travel ban. Trump has said he will appeal the decision and also indicated he will issue a new executive order on immigration soon. Hank says even a short-term ban could impact international students planning to enroll this fall from having enough time to apply for a student visa. He says it can take up to 3 months to complete the background check and security check, as well as the personal interview, in order to get approved. That process is familiar to Hashim Al-Rakabi. He is an international student from Iraq planning to graduate this spring with a master's degree in political science from Western. His student visa only allowed him to enter the U.S., so he's not been able to travel home since moving to Macomb 3 years ago. He says Iraq has made great strides in fighting terrorism organizations such as ISIS, and he worries about how a Trump travel ban will undo his country's efforts to retake control of Mosul.
A lot of terrorist organizations, they will be happy if something will be in place because they say, see, the West is in war with Islam, and they will recruit more.
Al-Rakabi wants to enroll in a doctorate program this fall. He says he's applied to a couple schools in America, but with all the uncertainty surrounding Trump's travel ban, he is also looking at universities in Canada. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.